It's Chris Williams from Dallas at the Big 12 Football Media Days. Our coverage is presented by the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, the Iowa pork producers, bringing you Cyclone football coverage all season long here at CycloneFanatic.com and on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. On the Iowa State defense, I had a chance to talk to Brian Peavy, all-league cornerback. It's been fantastic the last couple of years for Iowa State. He looks to have a bright NFL future as well. And also the catalyst to that three-man front from last year, Big Ray Lima. He doesn't have a lot to say, but when Ray steps on the football field, he definitely has the respect of everybody out there. Let's start with him. Here's my conversation from today with Big Ray Lima. You had an awesome sophomore season. What was the focal point for you this offseason to get ready for 2018?
Yeah, just trying to stay healthy. I was kind of battling some stuff last season, so stay healthy and just work, you know what I'm saying, work on my craft every day. So
you were telling me that as a sophomore, you had that kind of year and you weren't healthy?
I was battling some stuff. I had a lot of back pain throughout the year, so, you know, just trying to get better, yeah.
I got you. It was kind of a interesting year for the defensive line as a whole. You guys played those first three games, and then you made the switch really to the three-man front there after, I believe it was after the Akron game. Can you walk me through that? Is a guy in your position in a three-man front, you're taking off a couple of blockers every play. What's that like?
I mean, yeah, so we went in that Texas game with it, and it was just, you know, kind of different from the four-man, obviously. And as far as the three-man, it's much harder to get pressure. So it was just, it was tough, definitely, but it was great going in knowing it was working and stuff and how our defense started flowing and all that.
What's the line like this year compared to maybe last year when you were first coming in? It seems like, from an outside at least, you guys have a lot more depth.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think we got a lot of guys who, veterans, you know what I'm saying? We've played a lot of snaps, so as a defensive line, we're just working hard, you know what I'm saying? Just getting after it every day.
Do you think that there's more versatility this year where you guys aren't necessarily glued to one way or another? I mean, you have more guys to bring in and out. Could we see you guys in the four-man more? How do you anticipate it going?
Yeah, I mean, we'd love a four-man, you know, as far as the defensive line, but we'll trust in the coaching staff. I mean, we're competing when camp comes up. We all kind of mentality, like, we want four guys out there. Like, we want to show them we can play with the four and be productive. But if it's the three-man, then we got a lot of guys who can rotate. You know, like guys like Jamal, who's been rotating with me, and Camilo coming, stepping up. So I think that's a positive going in.
And it was interesting, too, with last year's line, because we all kind of thought that Camilo and Matt specifically would be playing a lot. And those guys, for a couple different, you know, Matt had the injuries and Camilo got there so late, couldn't really do it. How big of a boost is that, having them have been on campus for a full year?
Yeah, definitely. So just learning the plays, getting the confidence under them that they can play. And I think they both really had good spring football. So, it's just, competition's great, man. Everybody's working hard. So,
Could you imagine having played last year coming in when Camilo did? What would that have, because he got here like the week before the first game. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize how hard that is when you're that close to the ball.
Yeah, that would have been real tough. Just, you know, at this level, learning, trying to get down all the different things compared to junior college. But it would have been tough, man. I would have tried, but it would have been tough. Definitely would have been tough.
Do you think that, it's kind of a blunt question, but do you think that you're underrated? I thought you should have been on the Big 12 team, the preseason team.
Oh, man. I'm just glad I get to play football. I don't really, you know, worry about all that other stuff. That's not really a focus of mine, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, no comment on that one.
All right, that's fair. What's the team's mindset going into the season? I mean, you guys kind of surprised everybody last year. Nobody really saw eight wins coming. I mean, what are you shooting for?
I think it's more of just taking it one day at a time for us. Like, going in, we kind of still don't have season mentality right now. We're more focused on what's next. So we got 2 weeks of summer left, and now it's like camp mentality. We got to win camp before we're going to win anything in fall. So I think that's kind of, it's a great thing about our team. A lot of guys care and stuff. So just kind of taking it one day at a time and making sure we win fall camp before we go into season. So
is there an aspect too that, I mean, you guys kind of showed up last year. Do you feel like, I don't know if you were able to sneak up on people or not. I'm not sure if that's the correct way to phrase it. But do you think that you have people's attention going into this year and you're going to get everybody's best bet?
Man, like I said, we just kind of worry about us.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, definitely we kind of probably got targets on our back coming this year, but just definitely worrying about us and taking it one game at a time.
And your schedule seems really front-loaded this year. I mean, you have five really tough games to start the year. How important is that for you guys not to, you know, you can't really blend into this season. You got to be ready to go from the start.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, kind of same thing, attack the day, never – a lot of things, a lot of culture at Iowa State right now is all about the little things. So we know if we take care of all those things, by the time season comes, you know what I'm saying, we'll be ready to take on anything.
And you've been win the day, attack the day. It sounds like you've been hanging out with Campbell for too long.
Yeah, definitely. I hear all his, you know what I'm saying, little sayings in my head every day.
For real, though, what's it – how would you – if somebody had never been around Coach, how would you describe playing for Matt Campbell? What's it like?
I mean, the biggest thing for me, especially going in recruiting, was the trust factor. And I think just being really authentic, you know what I'm saying? He's a head coach, but he's there with us every day. You can always have access to him. So I don't know about other places, but I think that's one of the biggest things, authentic.
That's Ray Lima. Now the little guy, but I mean, he's little only in height, plenty of stature that comes with Brian Peavy. He is getting ready for his senior season and gives us a great interview here with Brian Peavy. Really enlightens people on Iowa State's defensive efforts coming into 2018. Brian, I talked to you last year down here, and everybody was kind of skeptical about the Iowa State defense, and you guys proved a lot of people wrong. How do you take that momentum from last year? I mean, you guys got to be really excited about what you have coming forward.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely excited about what we have. I think the biggest room in the house is room for improvement. So right now we're kind of tweaking things, tightening up on things that may have got exploited or things that we didn't know from changing the defense. So,
Give me some examples of that.
Like if you break down big plays, we gave up a lot of third downs, some to win the game. So just like the final drive on K-State, just tightening things up where we made mistakes or we could have been closer to making a play on the ball. So
seems too, like, I mean, with you and DeAndre, and then, like, it really seems like you have a lot of depth at cornerback. I mean, I don't see everything up front, but everybody from me, like Datron to Arnold, I mean, how are those younger guys coming on who will be backing you guys up?
Oh, yeah, they are great. Coach Campbell's doing a great job of getting them in. And once they get into the program, they're eager to learn, they're eager to grow. They're showing that they care. So like you said, we got a lot of guys that can be in rotation. So that'd be interesting to see how that plays out for their career as well.
Walk it through for like a casual football fan, all right, who's not watching film.
Okay.
How much easier is your job when the guys in front of you are doing their job? Because I think early in your career, the defensive line was still kind of pretty raw. But they played really well last year, and then you had some of the best linebackers in the Big 12 as well. Is it more fun to play cornerback when you have those guys in front of you?
Oh, yeah. Those guys definitely make my job easier. Without them, I'd be covering for who knows how long. So walking it through for a fan, basically put it like this. If we don't get the quarterback down, he can stay there all game, and I'll be running around in the field until he gets down. So it just helps when you have guys like Ray Lima, Marcel Spears, and the other guys that you mentioned getting to that quarterback and playing their best game, which allows me to show my strength. So
how would you describe Iowa State defense, the identity of the Iowa State defense, to somebody who'd never seen you play?
I would say relentless. We always want to get it to another down. So no matter where it's a big play or anything like that, we want to pursue to the ball, get it down, and play another down. So.
How would you describe Coach Haycock to somebody who doesn't know him?
Guru.
Yeah?
Yep, guru. A guy that's been around the game for a long time that knows the game. Does a great job at coaching. So
he seems like a guy, like, whenever I interview him, I always learn something. He kind of seems like a professor type, if that makes sense. What's he like in the room when you guys are doing your scouting and watching film?
I would say the same way. I mean, he could break you down individually. He could break a team down. Just a guy that knows the game. So
what about DeAndre this year, your counterpart on the other side. He, I believe, played corner early in his career, and then he moved back there last year. What's he look like? Because it looks like you guys could be one of the best tandems in the league.
Right. I mean, that's the goal, to keep pushing each other. He's a guy that, like I said, relentless, a guy that knows the game as well and has experience doing it. So it'd be fun to see us both out there on the field playing our best.
Well, best of luck this year, all right, man?
Thank you.
All right, man. Thank you for your time.
No problem.
I appreciate it.